The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm not sure how they went about doing this. I understand what they did, but here, let me tell you what happened. Authorities have identified a severed foot that was found floating in a hot spring in Yellowstone National Park.
All right.
All right, this happened over the summer. After sending out a DNA sample to get it tested, park officials have determined that the foot belongs to Los Angeles resident Il-Hun Ro.
All right.
70 years old.
Was he looking for it?
Well, no. It seems the rest of him is missing also because they believe that Ro died in a 53-foot-deep, 140-degree spring. And foul play has been ruled out.
Okay.
All right.
So he just tripped and fell in.
Yeah, I guess. And the only thing that I can I'm curious about is, they sent out a DNA sample. Why would anybody have a DNA sample of this guy? Because you would need to be, and not only identified, you could identify it was a male and all that stuff.
Sure,
but
I don't know. Maybe his DNA is already on the books.
Possibly.
For a crime.
Right, of like trying to swim in a hot spring.
True.
Wow. 53 feet deep, 140 degrees. He was poached. Are you going to place any money on the World Cup?
I'm looking at the World Cup schedule right now. I doubt it. Uh-huh. I mean, unless it's going to be like a obvious win parlay, like England versus Iran,
right.
Netherlands versus Senegal, Argentina versus Saudi Arabia, $10 bet. Probably pays out $6.
Okay. Well, the World Cup in Qatar has, let's put it this way, especially because you brought up England, all right? England's World Cup wives and girlfriends are being kept in a plush prison.
Okay.
All right. There are things that are going. Look, there are rules in Qatar, and all right, like littering is illegal, and you're subject to a $1,600 fine or a year in jail.
Right. Let's get it out there. Don't go. Stay home and watch your husband or boyfriend on television.
Dress moderately while in public. Abstain from drinking and excessive public displays of affection. Swearing, playing music, singing, shouting, or acting inappropriately during a call to prayer is severely frowned upon.
I'm telling you, don't. There's going to be so many issues.
All right. But. The wives and girlfriends of Team England have been given a lovely option. All right, they are going to be aboard the what they're calling the HMS Wag.
Okay. All right, Wags.
And on the Wag, it'll be anchored in international waters. The rules are different about the ship. While the husband and boyfriend players are living through this strict COVID bubble.
Okay.
All right, the significant others will be treated to beauty salons, boutiques, six swimming pools and jacuzzis, the longest dry slide on any cruise ship, 30 bars and cafes, a movie theater, and more booze than they will find on shore.
Amazing.
All right.
That's great.
So it's like, hi, honey, you want to come to Qatar with me?
Wow.
You just have to be 10 miles out in the water in order to do that.
Pirate Radio 22.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
So I've got a question for you both.
All right.
I'm gonna play something for you. I'm gonna tell you that this is a man who is definitely easily in his 40s.
Okay.
I've seen a video of this guy.
All right.
Why do you think this is happening?
I got it.
Oh my God.
What is going on there? What has triggered that reaction? Man in his 40s.
Some weird kind of Star Trek collectible or something like that.
No.
He won something. He beat his kid in a video game.
No, but you're close on the kid thing.
Okay. I don't even know now. Kid thing. I don't know. I have no idea.
This man just found out that he qualified for Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh my God. No. Jesus Christ.
Get out of here. That's so embarrassing.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if this is something he's doing for his daughter or something like that. But there is video of this guy, and he's dancing. He's doing a little moonwalk.
What do you mean he qualified for tickets?
There was a presale.
Okay.
All right. Or you had to qualify for the presale. And it crashed the system so badly that tickets were supposed to go on sale today, and they're not going on sale.
All right.
Because of the crash, and they're trying to, get over that.
Did I see stories that the tickets are outlandish again?
Of course they are.
Like, worst seat in the house is like $200 a seat?
Yeah. Of course they are. Okay. Of course they are, because the ticket probably costs $75, and then there's the $250 service charge.
Thanksgiving for Dummies.
That's me!
Thanksgiving, also known as the crappy holiday between Halloween and Christmas, is devoted to the five F's. Food, family, farting, football, and taking shots of fireball when no one is looking. Traditionally, Thanksgiving is supposed to be like this.
May I have more stuffing?
Pass the cranberry, please.
Good job, honey.
But since the whole family's assembled, it's also a good time to drop bombshells.
I'm gay.
We're pregnant.
With a black baby.
Your father is leaving us.
Is he cancer?
No, I've got another family.
Yikes. Looks like it's a good time for another shot of fireball. Then, the next day, at 6 a.m., everyone goes to the mall to wrestle other white people for bargains.
Back away from the scarf!
You want a piece of mine?
This has been Thanksgiving for Dummies.
The John DeBella Show. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It was on this date in 1988 that Bon Jovi's Bad Medicine hit number one, and it was the first single from the New Jersey album, and it got the album off to a really great start. But John recalls how the song was written and how it served as a transition between the previous album and the new one.
Medicine came together as a little jam when Richie played that riff. Lyrically, it was meant to be tongue-in-cheek. It was meant to be the bridge between Slippery and where we wanted to go. And it was meant to be nothing more than fun. It's not about anyone in particular.
Being brought to you by the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. New users get your first bet risk-free up to $750. Go to betparks.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. He went 2-1 last week. He went 2-1 for the 5 weeks before that. And ladies and gentlemen, he'll probably go 2-1 again this week.
I'm hoping.
Let's see how Steve's picks are this morning. We're starting out with the game of the week, the Chiefs and the Chargers. The Chiefs are a 4.5-point favorite. And didn't you say like the line on this has been dropping all week?
This line 2 days ago was 6.5 for the Chiefs. It is now 4.5, and it is solidifying my pick. My gut says Andy and the Chiefs because they're rolling. Another year, another top-tier Andy Reid team. Last week, they took control of the AFC's number one seed, and Bill is very upset about it because the Bills lost 2 weeks in a row. This time around, they head to L.A. to face a good Chargers team, but that stadium could see a lot of red and yellow because it's still L.A., and they don't care. No Juju Smith-Schuster, no problem. Newest Chiefs wide receiver Kadarius Toney seems to have adjusted just fine. Now, L.A.'s offense is getting some help back at the wide receiver position this week. At least it looks that way. I'm still not sure they can keep up with Kansas City. They cover the 4.5. KC does, that is.
All right, lock of the week. The Bears and the Falcons. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who's going to watch this?
I will. This damn it.
Atlanta is a 3-point favorite.
The Bears have unlocked Justin Fields in the last month. He's the most fun quarterback to watch in the NFL right now, and they head to Atlanta, where the most boring of quarterbacks watch plays. Atlanta being a 3-point home favorite tells you that Vegas has no idea what's going to happen, and they don't trust either team. I trust Justin Fields, and it's not just because he's my quarterback on my fantasy team. Expect Fields to gash Atlanta through the air and on the ground. Bears cover the 3 on the road, and I think they win outright.
All right, that takes us to the Eagles game. Eagles at the Colts. The Birds are a 7-point favorite. What are you doing here?
There is a 6'6", 335-pound gap in the middle of the Eagles' defense, and it has shown in the last two games as the Texans and the Commanders ran the ball down their throat. This week is a much scarier task against Jonathan Taylor, who looks to build off his 147 yards he had in the last game on the ground.
Oh, my God.
The Eagles know this. And that's why they went out and picked up 328-pound D lineman Linval Joseph and 307-pounder Ndamukong Suh.
I can't believe that.
Do they have anything left in the tank? Who knows? But this is more of a rotational thing. If you've got enough good players to rotate in, everyone stays fresh. Might as well take the bubble wrap off rookie linebacker N'Kobe Dean as well. Get him out there as an extra linebacker to help bottle up Jonathan Taylor. An embarrassed Eagles team should come out and absolutely throttle this Colts team. They should. I think Indy slows the game down just like Washington did and run, keeping the Eagles offense sidelined, making this a more uncomfortable game than we would like. Eagles win. Colts cover the 7.
All right, so your game of the week, the Chiefs and the Chargers, you're going with the Chiefs. On the lock of the week, the Bears and the Falcons, you're going with the Bears. And on the Eagles-Colts, you're going with the Colts.
Yes, 7's a big number.
Okay,
so, Eagles win, though.
All right, now let's get to our listener pick, and our listener this morning is Mike. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning, John. I'm doing good.
Okay, you've got the Cowboys at the Vikings. The Cowboys are 1.5-point favorite. How are you going to go?
I could never pick the Cowboys in my entire life.
Oh, man.
I'm going with the Vikings.
Okay.
I like it.
All right.
Bet with your heart, always. That's how you win money. Bet
the
with your heart.
The man is betting with his heart. We will find out on Monday if you are going to have $150 from the Pokes at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. But right now, I need a phone number. What caller are we going for a classic rock concentration?
Caller 12.
Caller 12, 215-263-WMGK. If you're caller 12, get ready to play classic rock concentration here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
John DeBella Podcast.
I like to refer to this man as the funniest man to ever walk into our studio. That's when he used to walk into our studio. But nowadays, no, it's just Bob Marley on the phone. Hiya, Bob.
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you, buddy?
I am good. Bob is going to be appearing at the Sellersville Theater on Sunday. Tickets are available through st94.com. How are things with you? How's the family? How's the kids? Is everybody water skiing, even though it's November? What's going on?
Well, it was warm, and then it just changed. We lost like 35 degrees in a day.
Wow.
My wife is frantically getting the house ready for all. She loves the fall. She's got the gourds out. I don't know who decided that that should be an interior decorative fall item. I don't know who was like, hey, you know what would look good on the dining room table? A squash with herpes. If we could get like a zucchini with gonorrhea on it, or some kind of pumpkin with leprosy, that would really enhance the appetite of everyone. Oh, we have all these fall activities up here that we've got to do. My wife said last week, she goes, Bob, do you want to get lost in a corn maze? I'm like, okay, first of all, that doesn't sound like you're going with me. That sounds like an assignment. What kind of activity is this? Bob, do you want to be left for dead in a cornfield? Bob, do you want to strap yourself naked to a birch and hang a sirloin off your crotch? Yes. Bye. 2 weeks ago, she said, well, at 3 a.m., it's a five-hour drive. She goes, okay, 6. I said, which I learned, you never say the first answer.
Exactly. Because no guy ever says, you know, we should go apple picking this weekend.
I got my apple picking clothes laid out for me. I got tight khakis, hush puppies, and a wool sweater. I'm like, oh, that's perfect because I've never been beat up at the apple orchard before. I didn't wear a T-shirt because she didn't lay one out. It's 38 degrees. My nipples are sticking out. I have a wool sweater on. It's like a Brillo pad on my man boobs. We get over this. She goes, we got to get there early because everybody lines up. I'm like, I don't know who these people are. I have no idea. We get over there, there's 600 people in line, and then the guy comes out, the orchardia or whoever, the guy that runs the thing, and he goes, are we ready? And I go, everyone's like, we're ready. And my wife goes, are you ready? I go, I don't even know what I'm doing. He's got a Ricola horn shaped like a mammoth top. And he just goes, he goes, begin. And people start running. When people run, you run. If you've been in a room full of people and someone starts running, you go, oh, we got to get out of here. I don't know why. So I start booking it. My wife is falling behind like salmon downstream. She's like, go, Bob, Bob, Bob. She's disappearing. She goes, get to a tree. I run to a tree. She goes, not that one. I'm like, okay, I don't know what I was thinking. This one has apples and everything on it. We got to go further. We walk for 4 hours. She goes, Bob, do you see what I see? And I go, is that the Canadian border? What is that? She goes, that's the most perfect apple tree I've ever seen. And I said, it is. I don't know how you do this. You got a great. Of course, that was my second answer.
Uh-huh.
Right. The first thing that popped in my head was, okay, lunatic, whatever you say. We just walked by 14,000 other trees that look exactly like that one. But if you say so, soft serve, get the bag. Let's go. We left there with 14 bags of apples.
Whoa.
And 2 weeks later, any idea how many bags of apples we had left?
13.
14.
That's right. Now, how is it that everybody knows the math on that? I'll tell you why. Because you do not need 14 bags. Nobody ever goes to the grocery store and says, we need 14 bags. You buy one bag, and then it lasts till Easter, and you got fruit flies in your living room the size of dragons. And she says to me, she goes, Bob, these are going bad. Start eating them. I'm like, well, I can't think of a better reason to dig in than the fact that something's going bad. You really know how to incentivize people. Hey, Bob, these are rotting. It potentially could kill you. Dig in.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
This is where we are up here in the Northeast. But you know what I found is that everybody in the Northeast, even though we are massive sports rivals, we're very bonded. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you could feel somebody from the Northeast. Do you ever leave the perimeter? You ever go really outside the perimeter? You ever go to Mexico, Aruba?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And you're walking down the beach and you're like, oh, I feel the force. What's happening? You turn around, there's just this white mess coming at you. He's got tube sock lines on his shins because he got off the plane 3 days ago. He's got you cracked yellow toenails that look like corn chips.
Oh, God.
And you're like, oh, that guy's from the Northeast. He's with us. Usually talking about getting in shape. Nobody talks about getting in shape more than people from the Northeast part of America. And I'm here to tell all the listeners, let it go. Let it go. You have no chance at this. They lock us up 10 months a year. It gets dark at 7:30 for 7 months a year, at 2:30 in the afternoon, rather, for 7 months a year. This is me and my wife all winter. What time is it? 3:30. You want to go to bed? Yeah, I'll go to bed. I like the darkness 18 hours a day. It helps my alcoholism, depression, and weight gain. People, if you live in the Northeast, though, people don't even say, I got to get in shape. That's not the term they use. This is the term they use. Jeez, I got to do something. Usually naked out of the shower when they look in the mirror. Jeez, I got to do something. Here we go.
Oh, God.
People always say, how can you live up there? And this is what we say. That's not that bad. And usually this is our excuse. If you can make it through like November, December, January, February, March, April, May, and part of June, it's not that bad. It's just those 10 or 11 months a year.
Bob Marley is our guest this morning. We'll be back with more right after this. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Comedian Bob Marley is our guest this morning. I dread to ask, but how's your sister?
My sister, oh my God, Bobby, you loser. You're such a loser. I was telling her about my Aunt Dottie yesterday because my Aunt Dottie won't leave the house now because, as she said, the CVS virus, which is the new one, which I believe she was talking about RSV.
Right.
Yeah.
She goes, I can't go anywhere. I can't do that. That CVS is out, you know, and that's bad. And my sister goes, I'm not leaving either, Bobby, you loser. I haven't left the house forever. I'm doing everything on Zoom right now. She goes, word for word, do you think I get a pap smear on Zoom? I don't think so. I don't think they do that. I mean, what's the doctor going to do? They take a little, hey, let me get a little closer here. Take a look. Go up here. My mother passed away a couple months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I meant to ask about Nana. All right.
Yeah, my mother passed away a couple months ago, but here's the deal. She died peacefully at home, surrounded by family, which is something everybody always says, which is a very strange brag, don't you think? Who else would she be surrounded by at her house at the moment of her death? It doesn't look good. Mom's not looking good. Bring the homeless people in. And then we had to have the wake. I'm done with the wake. I'm Irish Catholic. I've been to a million of these things. I think the person in the corner there's weird. Put a picture up, because my wife and I are up front there like greeters at Walmart. Saying, hello, and right this way to see Mom. She's over there. It's a $3 cover charge. Everybody was whispering, too. They're like, hi, Bob. How are you? Yeah, she's not going to wake up. You can bring up the room volume. One guy said to me, he goes, Bob, can I ask what happened? I go, what do you mean what happened? 82. What do you mean what happened? Oh, she was hang gliding in the Galapagos, and her kite went down in the Black Sea. She got taken out by an orca. What do you mean what happened? Halfway through it, I got bored because there was 400 people in the line. I started making stuff up. Oh, she got in a shootout with police last week. 82 years old. One lady came up to me, this old lady came up to me, and she goes, Bob, is there a buffet after? I go, no, ma'am, I'm not feeding you. I hit the bricks. I don't have. I didn't say that because I'm very nice. I said, oh, there isn't, dear. Thank you for coming. But wouldn't it be great in that moment if you could say what you're thinking? Ma'am, how serious are you right now? That you would think I'd have time to make you a spaghetti supper when my mother's over there behind me in a box. Oh, my God. I'm Irish Catholic, too, John, so I have relatives I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
My uncle Donald died last year. My mother called me 4 in the morning. She goes, Bobby, where are you right now? I go, this is going to sound weird, Ma, but I'm on the landline that you dialed at my house. Are you sitting down? I'm laying down, Ma. It's 4 in the morning. He's gone, Bobby. Donald is gone. And I'm like, okay, who's that, your cat? That's your uncle, you idiot. You're taking me to the wake. I'm like, oh, my God. So we get to the wake, and she goes, let's go up and say goodbye to Donald. Well, I'll be saying hello, because I never met him. It was a holy mess. My cousin Darlene, who was a State of Maine karaoke finalist 3 years in a row. And she literally sounds like Daffy Duck. This is how she talks. Are you serious? That's so awesome. Anyway, my mother said, Bobby, Darlene sings like an angel, and I want her to sing at my funeral. I'm like, oh, my God. I opened my mouth, and this is what came out. I go, are you serious? So we get over to the church, and the priest does his whole thing, and he went ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. And then it's supposed to be Darlene's turn. I'm like, where is she? She's nowhere to be found. And I'm like, she's a no-show. Where'd she go? And all of a sudden, she rose up out of a pew like Beyonce, and she had on a headset like she was working at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I'm like, dear Lord, I hope she picked a song without any S's in it. You know, something like, be not afraid. No, she went with Amazing Grace. She goes, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I had a snot bubble shooting out of my nose. My aunt was rubbing my back. Don't cry, Bobby. I'm not crying. I am not crying. I was below the pew. I was going to throw up. I'm like, I can't be in the front row of my mother's funeral laughing.
Oh, my God.
The whole family's met. I always tell people when they come to my show, there's no way you're going to leave and not feel better about your family.
Oh, God. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Bob Marley is our guest. Dare I ask how old are your kids now?
Okay, so I have a 22-year-old
now. Oh, my God. Okay.
My daughter, 18-year-old boy, and a 15-year-old who is actually supposed to be getting his license here soon.
Uh-huh.
And we put him through driver's ed, and then we had to go on what they call an observation ride, me and my wife. With the driver's ed guy, he goes, Dad, how do you think I did it? Not so bad. You know, the guy on the front of the windshield holding on was a little sketchy, but other than that, not bad. The whole family's a complete train wreck. If you come to my show, I do not talk about politics at all. To the point where my cousin Wayne came to my house last week with the elections. He's like, "Geez, Bob, who are you voting for?" I go, "I don't know, Wayne. I haven't figured it out yet." He goes, "Well, I got to tell you what. I've been driving around town. I've been seeing them signs on the lawn everywhere. And I got to tell you, this Keller Williams guy is really starting to win me over." I go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Bob, he is reality." I go, "That's realty, Wayne. He's a real estate agent." He goes, "Either way, he's got my vote. He's the only one that's got balls big enough to put his phone number on the sign."
Well, Bob Marley is our guest, and as he said, Sunday at the Sellersville Theater. Tickets are available through ST94.com. I suggest getting them as soon as he's off the air, because I got to tell you, folks, this show's going to sell completely out, because after all, it's Bob Marley. You know, this is early for you. Normally, you're here around the time that the Super Bowl's going on, but I guess, because your team doesn't go to the Super Bowl anymore.
Hey, you know what? If the Pats are out, which it looks like they're probably going to be, I will say publicly, I will pull for you guys, because I'm still alive only because the people of Philadelphia had a little mercy on me when I wore complete Patriots outfit down to the Sugar House Casino one morning, and I was like, "Oh, my God, I'm going to be dead. They're going to kill me. What have I done? This is so stupid. I don't want to die with a Patriots pom-pom hat on." But congrats to you guys. I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you so much. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.